You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In the volatile session, the Indian benchmark indices ended lower, with Nifty below 22,500, amid selling across sectors barring metals. At close, the Sensex was down 732.96 points or 0.98% at 73,873.15, and the Nifty was down 172.40 points or 0.76% at 22,475.80. About 1,241 shares advanced, 2,013 shares declined, and 79 shares unchanged. The biggest Nifty losers were L&T, Maruti Suzuki, Reliance Industries, Nestle India, and Bharti Airtel, while the gainers included Coal India, Grasim Industries, ONGC, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, and Hindalco Industries. Among the sectors except metal, all other sector indices ended in the red, with capital goods, realty, telecom, and PSU down 1% each, while oil and gas, auto, information technology, and media were down 0.5% each. Up next, Dabur's stock price saw a 2% increase on Friday following the company's announcement of strong earnings for the fourth quarter of FY24. Improved sales volume and the positive impact of a price hike contributed to the rise. Dabur shares climbed 2.51% to reach 537.50 each on the BSE. In the quarter ended March 2024, Dabur India reported a consolidated net profit of Rs. 341.22 crore, marking a 16.5% increase from Rs. 292.76 crore in corresponding quarter of the previous year. Whereas the FMCG giant's revenue increased 5.11% to Rs. 2,814.64 crore from Rs. 2,677.80 crore year-on-year. Friday's gains followed Dabur's board approval for share buyback and the release of its March quarter earnings. This marks Ajanta Pharma's fourth share buyback since 2020. Moving on, Indian refined sunflower oil volumes are estimated to decline by 8-10% in fiscal 2025, said a report by Crisil Ratings. This, it added, is due to domestic consumers shifting back to soybean oil amid a price correction on the back of healthy soy harvest. Profitability of sunflower oil refiners, however, will expand 50-60 basis points on stable prices, hedging policies, and the government's announcement of continuing duty-free imports, the report stated. The credit risk profile of refiners will remain stable on strengthened balance sheets with strong accretions in fiscal 2021 and 2022, and the absence of major debt-funded capital expenditure over the medium term. In another development, the share price of Coforge plunged more than 9% during the Friday's morning trades. This drop came after the company's Q4 earnings report was released post-market hours on Thursday. Coforge Limited shares traded down by 9.99% to an intraday low of Rs. 4,487.15 on the NSE during early hours of trade on Friday. In the quarter ended March 2024, Coforge recorded a significant 95% surge in net profit, reaching Rs. 224 crore. Consolidated sales for the 3 months ended March 31 rose by 8.7% year-on-year to Rs. 2,359 crore. Although Coforge's fourth quarter revenue met expectations, its margins fell short. JM Financial maintains a buy rating on Coforge with a revised target price of Rs. 5,570, down from Rs. 6,940. Meanwhile, CEO Tim Cook has once again expressed confidence in Apple's future AI roadmap. During the company's Q2 2024 earnings call, Cook told investors that Apple was bullish on the potential of artificial intelligence, particularly Gen AI, and was making significant investments in this field to ensure all its products were up to speed on the current big technology trend. Cook further emphasized that Apple was in a unique position in terms of technology enablement with clear-cut advantages over competing brands like Samsung, Google, and others. With Apple's annual developer conference, WWDC, scheduled for June 10th, the spotlight will be on AI-powered innovations. In other news, the inaugural Vande Bharat Metro, a compact version of the Vande Bharat Express trains, has been unveiled at the Rail Coach Factory in Kapurthala, Punjab. The trial runs for this modern metro are to begin in July. According to officials cited by PTI, the Vande Bharat Metro aims to offer a convenient shuttle-like experience at a reasonable cost, catering to both intercity and intra-city travel needs. Operating at speeds up to 130 kilometers per hour, the metro network will link 124 cities spanning distances of around 100 to 250 kilometers. Vande Metro is designed to make daily travel quicker. This connectivity enables commuters to efficiently travel within cities and beyond. Lastly, Nothing CEO Carl Pei is unsure if Apple CEO Tim Cook can transition to a wartime CEO like Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, company that has made sizable investments in OpenAI. The big news today was Apple's high-profile Q2 2024 earnings call, where Cook was seen pacifying investors with the promise of AI and India as a silver lining amid 4% decline in quarterly revenue. Reacting to the news, Pei wrote on X that Apple certainly had many pros, including the fact that it made both its hardware and software and had a huge user base potentially with lots of data for harvest, but at the same time it was bound by the company's innovator's dilemma, much like any other big tech company. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.